Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on, everybody? This is Brother Carson from Mad Dash Radio, hosting it today. Got a very good episode today. I have to host it here at home because I am not feeling too good. Kind of hurting right now. But I'm here at home and I'm going to host the show, and I can't leave my people out. Got a very good show today. We're going to be talking about the importance of real friendship. But before we get into all that stuff, we just got to talk about what's going to be going on lately. If you all see the Mad Dads here in the Minneapolis metro area, make sure y'all get them a holler. Make sure y'all talk to them and sign up with us. If you guys need some resources, make sure y'all sign up and, you know, just make sure y'all holler at the Mad Dads, at Damien and Gil and Pedro that's out there, and make sure y'all just go ahead and get them a holler and everything like that. Just, you know, be supportive. I already thank people that's supportive of us and Mad Dads. So, but right now we got a caller online. Caller, who's this? Caller on the line.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who is this?
Okay, this is Faith. I'm just listening. This is my first time listening to the show. So,
All right, great.
Sharika over at the office, and she told me I could listen in today. So, I'm super excited.
All right, great. Well, we got a good show today, actually. We're going to be talking about the importance of real friendship, and it's a good thing that you had called in. But right before we get into it, I was going to let everybody know what's going on, right? And if you want to sit tight with me real quick. I was telling everybody, you guys see the Mad Dads out there in the Minneapolis metro area, make sure y'all get them a holler. Make sure you guys, you know, sign up with us if you need some resources. If you need help of any kind, make sure that you guys sign up with Mad Dads. Also, make sure if you have Comcast cable, every Thursday night at 8 o'clock in the Minneapolis area, Channel 17, you guys check. Check out Street Talk and look at the president and founder, VJ Smith. He's representing with the Street Talk show. We talk about some real stuff. It's all live. You know, any kind of mess ups, you guys will see it there. They just do it all live. No editing, nothing like that. It's a great show. We talk about community things. Been on there a few times. VJ doing the same there. Also, we visited the guys in jail. We do our ministries in jail sometimes, talk to the brothers out there, let them know that there's a better way of life. But right now, we're going to get into the topic and the importance of real friendship. I know that when I talk to some people, we might have put people in different categories, like we put people as associates, we put people as, you know, folks that we don't really kick it with, you know, and then we have real friends. Real friends, that special person that you can depend on them no matter what, you know, happens. You can always call this person. You wouldn't call your associates if you had a situation that you want to, you know, face. So, Faith, you have any friends like that?
Associates, yes.
All right. I'm talking about a real friend. So, you have any real friends that
Yes. Real friends between, but yes, I do.
Nice. And you know, I want you to tell people, how important is it to have real friends that, you know, no matter what happens or what's going on in your life, you can always depend on your real friend?
No, it's super, I feel like it's super important to have real friends. Like I said, I mean, associates, you know, you might know a lot of people and be involved with different things, but a real friend is very hard to come by, and it's important to just surround yourself with positive people who will uplift you.
That's right. That's right. Now, see, I like what you said at the end of. You said that, you know, people that are cool, that's going to be uplifting. Now, too many times that I've talked to people that they have friends, you know what I mean? But, you know, they're not uplifting, or they don't know who or what a real friend should look like. Like, I remember talking about adders, subtractors, dividers. We've been talking about that here around Mad Dads quite a few times. And, you know, you can tell a real friend is a real friend if he's either a multiplier or an adder to your life and whatever you do. most likely those who are there to divide and subtract from you are not going to be your real friend. And I also talk about the life theater. I learned this from going to Twin Cities Rise. We talked about life theaters. Who is in what place in your life theater? We got the first row, we have second row, and the third row close to the door. And then we got people outside the life theater. So the people that's going to be on stage, center stage, up front, ahead of you, are going to be real friends that you can watch and keep an eye on. And also then we got people in the second row, you know, who are not necessarily great friends, but, you know, you can keep an eye on them. They are good friends. They might be, they might not add or multiply or subtract from you, but they might just be, you know, okay friends. And then you got people who are not really your friends. They might claim so, but then, you know, they do something behind your back to, you know, kind of throw you off balance. And then we got people outside the theater who just don't belong in your sphere of influence at all. But we got another call on the line with the 2165 number. Caller, who's this?
Hey, Iris, how you doing? This is Gil.
Hey, Gil, how you doing, Paul?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I'm saying, you know, I'm still out and about, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything, getting in touch with the people, getting people to call in and stuff. You know?
That's right.
I think it's a great topic we got today about friendship,
right,
what it means and stuff. You know, I think everybody
right
should live here and tune in to hear this show, because everybody
mm-hmm
got their own conceptions and their own ideas about what friendship really means, you know? Because
right
a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, by me being an older guy, I've had a lot of different associates I've been called friends, you know what I'm saying? But I haven't had any real friends.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
I was talking about that.
Yeah, what you were saying about those givers and those takers and stuff inside
mm-hmm
of our friendships, you know,
mm-hmm,
that's you know, I think you had it about right there. Because
oh,
a
yeah,
lot of times,
yeah,
man, you know what I'm saying, a lot of our friends, you know, those are the ones that are taken from our lives, you know?
Exactly.
So
That's exactly true. Now, I know a lot of young people, you know, especially like stuff like in high school and all those things. We tend to associate ourselves with people who are not necessarily good friends, and you know, just to get into that quote unquote popular crowd. But we got another call online with the 1787 number. Caller, who's this?
Pedro, man, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Pedro?
Oh, I'm doing good, Alex. What's going on, man?
Everything is nice, and we're talking about the importance of real friendship. I want to hear your two cents, man, about the importance of real friend. What is a real friend to you?
Oh, man, a real friend, man, it's very important to have good friends in your life, man, because I can recall, you know, back in the day when I thought I had real friendship when I was out in the world gangbanging, man. I did bids, man, for so-called real friends, man. You know, in North Dakota, you know, a friend of mine told me, you know, go pick up my girl, man, and, you know, and I got caught up in some mess and wind up doing 18 months, man, you know, for my friend, you know.
Wow.
And then I came out, and for the same friend, you know,
mm-hmm,
you know, I wound up, you know, he just came, you know, I just had got out of prison, and he's like, come on, I need you, and got out into a shootout with the same friend, you know, just,
wow,
you
wow
know, for the same thing. And later on in that night, you know, the guys that I got into a shootout, that guy said, you were going to get killed for $10, man, you know. So,
oh, man.
You know, that's the
man,
thing that today I look at that those things like, wow, you know. So, but today, man, by being around mad dads, those are the real friendships that I have, you know, that I don't have to die for over $10, man, you know.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
You know, I get love, you know, I mean, you know, I got, you know, VJ, you know, as a role model, you know, that he loves me as a son, and I got Gil Baggett, you know, that he's a brother to me, you know, and you know, also, you know, those are the friendships that you need to have, you know, that they love you regardless, you know, you might have a dollar or 50 cents in your pocket, and they're going to love
right.
you regardless, you know.
Exactly.
That's the friendship you need in your life, that they're going to have your back regardless, you know.
Exactly. With no strings attached. That's exactly
right.
That's exactly correct, man. That's a deep story, Pedro. I want to get more into that. We got another caller, 4056. Number caller, who is this? It's Mad Dash Radio.
Grace and peace, Brother Alex. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Miss Anita. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am so wonderful today. I'm just blessed and highly favored. And I'm just loving on the topic that you're having today about friendship, you know,
uh-huh.
true friendship, you know. And, hey, I'm loving that because you don't have very many friends these days, Brother Alex. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Friends that
definitely.
Will stick with you till the end. A friend that will love you whether you got money or whether you don't have money. A friend that will just, you know, say what they need to say. And you don't get mad at that person. You know, a friend
right.
to me is just like love, unconditional. You know,
right.
when we have that kind
that's
of
right.
friendship with a person, you know, that's a true friend, unconditional, no strings attached. Man, I love
mm-hmm.
you just because you are who
right.
you are. And we meet that person where they are. We embrace that person where they are. And we,
amen.
You know, and then, you know, that's what we do. You know, like you,
amen.
Brother Alex. Hallelujah, you know. You are my
right.
you're my young brother, you know, and I consider you more than just a friend. You are like my son, you know. So our friendship
so
has bonded, you know, through just
right.
being friends. You have flourished with me, you know, just from,
right.
you know, me just being around you and trusting you and just seeing you grow in Christ and just all kind of good stuff, you know.
Right. And, I seriously appreciate that. And you know, one thing about me is, when I meet people, I have to think of what kind of person can I be to this person? How can I be a blessing to this next person? You know what I mean? And so I find ways to become closer with people because a lot of times you realize that that's all somebody really needs is a real friend to in order to get on their feet and everything like that. You know, and I can remember God showing me people that come in my life later on who might be struggling. And, you know, all of a sudden we meet, you know, later on down in life and we, you know, I'm able to help in some kind of way as far as just being a real friend and loving that person. But Faith, you have any stories like that?
Yeah, Brother Alex, and, you know, my thing is the same people you meet going up is meet the same people coming down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
you
never know when you're going to need that person. You mentioned Gil Baggett. You know, we're about to tie the knot this weekend, this Saturday.
Amen.
6, amen. And I can use him for an example because, you know, he has been a friend through any and everything with me. You know what I'm saying? And then when you find the person that you can really connect with, you know, that's what's up, you know. And he's been teaching me that it don't take money and it don't take prestige and it don't take all of that for somebody to be your friend, that you have to accept people where they are, and that's when you start building your friendship. So,
that's right.
So, you know, I've learned a lot about him and a friendship thing that, you know, I used to think I didn't need nobody. I didn't need no friends, but everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody they can fall back on, somebody they can communicate with, somebody they can really just sit down and get down with, you know what I'm saying? And just pour their heart out to them, you know, just like that. So
that's right.
Yeah, I'm grateful today that I have friends, you know. And friends
right.
come with integrity. It comes with knowledge and it comes with wisdom, you know. So I mean,
right.
so and it's a difference between a friend and an associate. I mean, I have a lot of associates today, but I
right.
have a lot of friends too. I found out too. So
right.
I don't want people to get it mixed up just because you say you my friend. You know,
right.
That's another story. I like
right.
to speak some stuff.
That's right. And now caller with the 9755 number, I'm sorry, I don't see you guys' names, but I just want to add on. What do you think about that, what Ms. Lemita said?
That,
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Edit.
9755, can you hear me?
Yes. Could you repeat your question? I'm sorry. There was, like, a lot of static when you were talking.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was just wondering, what do you think about that? Now, she mentioned that she's about ready to get married to a very good friend. And it's not he's not just, you know, her, you know, fiancé or husband, but he's also a friend. That's very important, especially in a marriage relationship. What do you think about that?
No, I think that's very important. I am not married. I've never been married. But, I mean, dating and being in a relationship, it's like you have to base it on a friendship. And if you don't have a friendship, I mean, you don't, you know, with friendship, there comes trust and, you know, different things like that. And without that, you don't have, you know, you don't really have a relationship. So I do think it's important to, you know, have everything based upon a friendship. That's very important.
Definitely. And Gil, what do you feel about your fiance, soon to be wife, saying those things about you?
Hey, Alex, you know, I can't say that I was expecting anything less than that, you know, because I feel the same way about it, you know. And what I do would like to share is that, you know, a lot of people think that friends come with conditions, you know. That we don't have a right to lay up here and put limitations, and we don't have a right to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and put restrictions on our friendships. But that's one of the most profound requirements that we must make of a friend, you know, because like you said earlier about the people that we allow into our lives and stuff, and saying some of them are takers, you know what I'm saying, and some of them are givers, you know. And if you allow, just because, you know what I'm saying, a person agrees with you all the time and you consider that person to be a friend, no, that person right there might be one of the biggest hindrances in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because he's setting you up for failure. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because, like, if you really got a friend, he's going to tell you what you need to know, not what you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? He's going to let you understand, you know what I'm saying, that sometimes you might have to let me, you know, and step back. You know,
right.
In order for you to live here and get an understanding of what your
life
is about. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, man, you know, like we can live here, you know what I'm talking about. We can live here and be around a lot of people and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that they, what their intentions, you know what I'm saying, might be good intentions, you know what I'm saying? But but those very same intentions and stuff, saying, might not be good for you. You know what
Amen.
I'm saying? So a lot of times, man, we got these kids, you know what I'm saying, that's laying up here, and they want to be popular. They want people to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and like them. They want people to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and agree with the things that they're doing, you know what I'm saying, so they can be a part of the it. You know, but being a part of the it is not always where it's at, you know what I'm saying? So that's this friendship thing and stuff, you're saying, is very, very important. And we got to lay up here and get this message out, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, like we know you ride the bus with us sometime, and you know we run across some parents who feel it's so important for them to be friends to their kids, you know?
Right.
Now, I'm
in
disagreement with that, you know what I'm saying? You got to be a parent first, you know what
I'm
saying? You got to be a disciplinarian first, you know what I'm saying? You got to lay down the rules, you know? And with a friendship, it's the same way, because you can lay up here and have an unconditional love for anybody. I'm not talking about unconditional love. I have unconditional love for everybody, you know what I'm saying? But inside of that love and stuff, you're saying, it's still a framework. It's still a law, you know what I'm saying? It's still a process, you know what I'm saying? It's still rules and regulations that's going to govern this friendship, you know what I'm saying? And that if you lay up here and you step outside of them rules and those regulations and stuff, see, then we're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the friendship has to be flexible enough and has to be structured enough that we can both accept criticism.
That's right. Now, see, that's interesting. I never heard of that term of a friendship being governed. That's real interesting, and it makes perfect sense, because it has to be rules and it has to be boundaries and it has to be, you know, ways of going about things. You know, especially if you are in disagreement with each other. That's real interesting to think about it that way. Ms. Lanu, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and we lost you for a minute. That's why I was concerned. But yeah, what do you think about that? That the friendship has to be governed in a way in order for a friendship to work out.
I think that's absolutely positively true. And you hit the key word, from Alex, when you say boundaries. We have to have boundaries with friendships. You know,
right.
it's a must.
Right.
I don't know. I used to have a bully for a friend. I used it for example. And I don't know if I liked having that person around because they
mm-hmm.
were a bully and didn't nobody mess with me. But then
mm-hmm.
that friendship came with conditions. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't know anything about boundaries and stuff like that. I didn't know nothing about that kind of stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
yes, it's most definitely you have to have those. You know, you have to have everything Brother Gil said. You know, it has to be conditional. Well,
mm-hmm.
it has to be. You know, it has to be. You know, and it has to have, you have to have boundaries in order to have a friendship because you just don't want nobody running over you. You know, I just don't
That's
want
right.
you to be my friend because, you know, I got a Cadillac, or you want to ride in my car, or you like the way I look. I don't want you to be my friend because of that. Because
right,
when it comes
right.
down to real friendship, when you come down to real, real friendship, to the bottom line,
uh-huh.
are you going to be there for me?
Right, right.
Are you going to be there for me? That's the bottom
Amen.
Line. How much
That's
are you,
right.
I mean, what do I have to do for you in order for you to be there, for me to really call you my friend?
Right, definitely, and that's I mean that's the absolute truth because you know I know I definitely you know went through that phase especially during school where everybody would quote unquote try to be a friend and you know sit next to me or something because I had the the most likely the right answers in school with a problem or whatever. You know, sit next to me because they want to copy my answers in school and all that crazy stuff. And I used to really think that some of these people were really friends. Were the main condition was that, you know, I'm going to be Alex's friend because I can sit next to him and copy down his answer and not learn something for myself. When, you know, I had a friend that was kind of like that. He was a real friend, but I had to let him know that,
right.
you know, as long as you keep copying off of me, you ain't going to learn a thing. And
Absolutely.
when that person accepted, that person was like, okay, well, this man obviously is going to tell me the truth, and even though I didn't like it, I'm still going to be his friend, and you know, and then that's a great thing. But I want to read something to you all real quick from this website. It's called E-Zine Articles, and they did an article about friendship. In the first paragraph, it says. Friendship is a personal relationship shared between each friend for the welfare of others. In other words, it is a relationship of trust, faith, and concern for each other's feelings. It is a relationship of mutual caring and intimacy among one another. A friend is one who knows you as a person and regards you for what you are and not what he can or she can do for you. So, best friend is one who can accept the good as well, you know, as the bad qualities of the friends and also takes the initiative in correcting and mending them. Friendship is a distinctive kind of concern for your friend. It's a relationship of immense faith and love for each other. That's a really good, I mean, they patch it up really good as far as friendship. They patch it up real good. And I couldn't agree, you know, I couldn't agree anymore because that's absolutely right. You know, if Mad Dads wasn't real as far as friends amongst each other, because we are all friends in Mad Dads company. If Mad Dads wasn't, you know, being real with each other or, you know, checking each other when it comes to, you know, what's going on, if we were struggling, you know what I mean, or if we're having an issue with something, yeah, we wouldn't be able to talk to each other and tell the truth and say, hey, man, you need to pick it up right here. You know what I mean? And we do that often, especially if it's something that we have to do. We do that often, and we make sure that we expose our faults. And a lot of times we don't get mad over it. We can't get defensive because ultimately we know that at the end of the day, this person is being my friend, and he's telling me the truth. You know what I mean? And that's what I love about working at Mad Dad so much, because I know that the guys are not going to tell me something that I didn't need to hear, or vice versa. You know what I mean? And, you know, I can go on and on about that. And that's a great friend. I wouldn't have it any other way. And you ain't going to find that in most organizations amongst each other. You know what I mean, Gil? Gil, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
I was talking about Gil. I'm trying to get him on here. He might be muted.
He went across the street, Brother Alex. But, you know, on that script, what you just said about, you know, the Mad Deaths being your friends and stuff, and they're not going to put you out there, that's real talk right there.
It is.
You know, that's the kind of people that we need. You know, somebody's going to speak life into, somebody's going to be on a positive note. Not a negative note. Okay, I'll put it like this. Not say good things to your face and then behind your back.
Right.
He's talking about, did you see what he did? Did you see that?
Right.
Did you hear about what Alex did? No, that's not no friend.
Right.
That's one of them cutthroat people that you really got to watch.
That's right. And that's, hold on. I'm glad you mentioned that. And Gil, I see that you're back with us. I was saying that you know, for as long as I've been working with you all, I've noticed that when things are, you know, not working out for a particular person, we sit down, we talk, and we let that person know that we love them and that they need to work on whatever area that they need to work on. And I really appreciate that from you guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things too, Alex. You know what I'm saying? When you mentioned about that piece about intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of friendships, you know what I'm saying, as weird as this may sound, a lot of friends are based without intimacy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And intimacy means, man, you know, your deepest, darkest secrets, you know what I'm saying? And your fears and your confusions, you know what I'm saying? And your shortcomings. A lot of people and stuff, you saying, build friendships on, you know, that like Miss Lanita had said about she had a bully as a friend. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we have these unhealthy relationships, you know what I'm saying, that we think are friendships. You know what I'm saying? Because we're being benefited by that friend, you know, by that associate. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
A lot of times, man, that we have a friend, and that friend don't never get a chance to know us because, see, we only lay up here and tell that friend things that are going to be complimentary to both of us, so we'll stay in agreement with each other. You know what I'm saying? I don't tell him when he hurts my feelings. I don't tell him when I'm hurting him, when I want to cry. You know what I'm saying? Because he might have a problem with laying up here, you know what I'm saying, me showing, you know what I'm saying, that softer side of myself. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys, like these kids out on the street right now, they develop these unhealthy friendships and stuff, you know what I'm saying, because they don't know what a healthy relationship is. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times and stuff, you know what I'm saying, we identify in another person something that we like about that person that we wish that we can lay up here and imitate and put in and adapt and put it into our lives, so we put it off our circle of friends. But it's not a healthy friendship. It's not even a healthy relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no intimacy there. And intimacy means you got to trust. And you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we have relationships with people that we can't trust, that we really don't even like. You know what I'm saying? But we'll call that person a friend because we that person to lay up here and go off into the community and say, well, hey, Alex is weak. You know what I'm saying? Gil is weak. You know what I'm saying? Gil really, he got issues. He be crying. Gil lay up here, he's soft for a woman or something like this here and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we are being our moral and our ethical, you know, positioning in order to lay up here and satisfy someone, you know what I'm saying, who's not going to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and be that advantageous to us, you know?
That's right. And you know, and it's just one of them things that is just so easy to fall into. You know, it's so easy to fall into that kind of trap. You know what I mean? It's so easy to fall into the strings attached type friendship because there's going to be a lot of people, you know, going into your life at some point. And I mentioned before, a lot of my friends that I've reconnected with are friends that God put me with them on purpose, because they knew that at that particular time that this person needed a particular person. And
that's
you
right.
know, I can mention for an example, I had a friend, his name is Emmanuel. Emmanuel has been going through a lot of tough times, you know, and I reconnected with him at a bus station, and you know, just being who I am. And I can remember one time him breaking down, and he said, "You showed me more love in 2 months than I ever had in my entire life."
That's
and,
right.
And I thought that's deep, you know, because he, you know, that's 2 months that I, you know, just met him around, as far as that time, and you know, he says, "I've shown that much love within 2 months than he ever got in his whole life." And that's deep, you know, because all I was doing was being who I was supposed to be in God, is being that brother who loves everyone and love him, even though he's, you know, he's a trip, but he appreciated that I loved him. And that's what friendship is about, you know.
That's right.
So now I can be able to bless this person, and I know that he's able to bless me when he can. But for the most part, I don't expect nothing in return. And for the most part, you know, all I can ask for is just to see him happy. And that's what I think is a good friend, you know what I mean? And when we got to keep them things going, you know. And I also want to add that once somebody is struggling, a true friend is going to sit there, and they're going to be there not struggling with them, but letting them know, man, you struggling. You need to pick it up, and you have to, you know, you gotta bring yourself back upbeat. You know what I mean? And quit wallowing to the, you know, your mess from the past or anything or whatever that's downing them. A friend would tell them, and it might not sound right, it might not come out good, but it's gonna be the truth. And only a real friend will care
that
much.
What you're talking about, Alex, is tough love, you know. And in the days, you know what I'm saying, declining moral and ethics, man, the spiritual downfall that we have in our community, today you have to be a strong person. You know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
have to be a strong-willed individual in order to let people maintain a healthy friendship. You know?
That's right.
You know, you can't have two weak friends. You know what I'm saying? Because,
mm-hmm.
see, two weak friends are going to do nothing. It's like the Bible says, like, the blind leading the blind. Both of y'all going to fall
right.
into a hole, you know?
Right.
And you know, and then, you know, like, just like you said, you know, like, when your friend, and he said you've shown him more love than he ever had in his life, that's because, you know what I'm saying, you were being more real with him than he's ever been exposed
mm-hmm.
to. Because a lot of times,
right.
man, you can just bring your own humanity into a
mm-hmm.
friendship. You know, where you lay yourself open for another individual
yeah.
scrutiny. You know what I'm saying? Where you're, you know, I'm self-assured. You know what I'm saying? And I'm rooted in my spirituality. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know what I'm saying, it's greater in me than in him and me than anything in the world. You know what I'm saying? So God gives me the power to let him open myself up for scrutiny. You know what I'm saying? It gives me the strength to open myself up for criticism. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when with criticism comes a response. You know what I'm saying? See, I can admit
That's right.
to my weaknesses today. I can admit to my weaknesses today. I can admit, you know what I'm saying, to wrongdoings. I can admit to, you know what I'm saying, misbehaving and lying and cheating and stealing. Those was parchments, you know what I'm saying, when I was a weak person. You see what I'm saying? See, but now I've obtained strength. You know what I'm saying? And with strength comes education. With strength comes wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You know? So now when somebody comes at me and stuff and saying that person wants a part of me, you know, see, it gives me the strength to lay up here and open myself up to that person, let myself, my vulnerabilities and stuff, and then be exposed so that person can lay up here and see that I'm not afraid of you. You see what I'm saying? That my
right.
faith won't allow me to be afraid of you. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't got no hell in the hell to put me in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can be a
right.
true friend to you. Because if you allow me to be a friend to you, I'm going to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to lead you
in the past and stuff and saying which I think that we need to go. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily what I think and stuff and saying, but the past and stuff and saying that you desire to go. But if you start straying from it, or if you start laying up here doing things that I don't feel is appropriate or inappropriate,
right,
and stuff, you know what I'm saying? See, then
right,
I'm going to lay up here and I'm going to stand up and show you that strength. You know what I'm saying? Because,
right,
like, you can be humble. You can,
right,
be humble in a friend, in a relationship and in a friendship. You can be very humble and you can be very,
right,
meek. You know what I'm saying? But in that meekness,
right,
and stuff, and saying, come still, you know what I'm saying, that strength of character. You know what I'm saying? Your integrity. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the you know, your spinal cord inside that relationship.
Now, see, that's real deep. I really appreciate that one, Gil. Faith, how you liking the show right now?
Am I liking the show?
Sorry, what did you say?
How you liking the show right now?
No, I mean, this conversation is great. I'm just taking it all in. It makes a lot of sense, though, because when you allow certain people into your life, I mean, there's just so much that it involves. That's why you need to have positive people in your life and not, you know, surround yourself with positive. And if you have negativity in your life, I mean, that's what you're going to be. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Right.
Hey, Faith, let me ask you a question. This is Gil. You know, we ride the bus with the Mad Dash, the Peace Bus.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we hear the kids, you know what I'm saying, especially young females, you know what I'm saying, and they'll live in there, be telling their friends and stuff, like, I have a hard time developing a relationship with another woman.
Ooh.
You know, I don't have any girlfriends.
That's a good question.
I don't have any girlfriend. So my question to you is this.
What we'd be having our group chat?
You know, I mean, is this more of an individual thing or this is more of a peer pressure thing?
You know what? It's so funny that you say that, and the reason I was laughing is because I hear that a lot, and I mean, personally, I don't know what it is with women. It is very, for me and myself, it's a lot easier to get along with males. I don't know why that is, but a lot of females, just in general, like just growing up and everything, it's very hard to find someone who is an actual friend. And you have a lot of associates, and I feel like, you know, you might have gotten like stabbed in the back by a certain female or, you know, this and that. And, you know, they might be, say, one thing to your face and smile and all that stuff, and then, you know, 2 seconds later turn around and just be talking about you. And, you know,
all right, well, how important is confidentiality within a relationship?
Oh, it's very important. It's very important.
What happened in the back that you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I just not necessarily confidentiality, but just someone that'll, you know what I mean, that you'll be close with, you'll feel like you're close with, and then they talk about you negatively behind your back, not necessarily sharing any of your business, but just, you know what I mean, just not necessarily putting your business out there, but just start talking negatively about you. So
all right.
It might not necessarily have anything to do with confidentiality. I think too, you know, certain women or different women have insecurities, and I mean, just people in general do. So I think that's their way of feeling like they have more control or power over the situation. So I think,
okay.
I think too,
yeah.
You know, sure. So once burnt so many times, you're just like, I'll forget it. You know, I'm gonna just stay over here. You know, I'm gonna just kick it with dudes, whatever, which I don't think is necessarily healthy either, because you can't just surround yourself with one certain group. You have to, you know what I mean? You have to be able to get along with both. And I do feel like it's very, very important to have close girlfriends too, with being a female, being a young woman. I think that's very important.
You know, and I feel that interesting too, because I can remember all through high school, hearing that, you know, from girls. Ms. Lolita, I want to hear from you. What do you think about that? How women tend to not get along with each other as well as they do as well as men do with each other.
I'm sorry, Brother Alex. Could you shoot that question back at me again, please?
Yeah, we were talking about how sometimes we can notice how women don't get along with each other as well as how guys will get along with each other. Why do you think that is?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Brother Alex, I mean, I really was in another little meeting here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I wasn't really paying attention, but I'm going to tell you from my opinion, it's a lot of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of jealousy and it's a lot of hurt. Those are the two main things that keep women from being friends with women. It's because they got hurt somewhere along the line by another female that they said was their friend. They have hurt them. And they're still holding that hurt inside of them. They don't know what to do with that hurt. So, therefore, they have bottled it. They have swallowed it. They have digested it. And it's laying dormant until somebody else comes up. And then when that other person comes along, they said that they friends, they kind of, you know, start letting it kind of, you know, come out.
Right. And that's a really good thing. That's interesting right there, Ms. Lanier, because, you know, Faith was talking about the same thing, and it's kind of amazing how guys can get over a fight, you know, almost instant, you know what I mean, amongst each other. And it's kind of weird, you know what I mean? It's really weird, and I can't really quite put my finger on it, but I think that jealousy piece and all that stuff, it goes with it because, you know, again, I witnessed this in high school. You know, I witnessed a lot of that stuff, you know, and I don't understand why people would have to be jealous amongst each other. Now, see,
hey,
I think that, yes, sir.
Yeah, I got Mr. Jack Straw to work from Urban Ventures. And
All right, great. Mr. Jack Straw, he runs our parenting class here at the Urban Ventures. Mr. Jack Straw, how you doing, sir?
Next time you cut it off, Mark, when he's asking me something, I'm going to bop you.
I didn't hear that. But how's everybody doing in the radio audience?
I'm holding a conversation with the girl and stuff, and we talking, and you come.
Doing great, sir. How you doing?
Yeah. All right, man. What's the topic today?
We're talking about the importance of real friendship, and I just gotta say this, Miss Anita. I'm sorry.
Sweet
sometimes the thing with. Sometimes this the computer will cut people off when four or more people come on air. So
you said we can dance downstairs. We're gonna dance downstairs. We do everything.
Okay. I'm sorry. The computer is doing that. But she sounds like. Are you busy, Miss Anita?
I am, Brother Alex. But I just want to say one thing before I get off this phone. I'm trying to get my wedding plans and stuff going here. I want to say one thing to the black women out there. You have no right to be jealous, no reason to be jealous of any other woman. God made you uniquely, created you by his own hand. You are beautiful and unique in your own way. There's no need for jealousy. Because, baby, I'm going to tell you something. I fought through that my whole life because I'm a beautiful black woman. You're beautiful, too, in your own way. And don't let nobody tell you that you're not. And another thing, ladies, stop settling for nothing. The reason why I'm saying this is stop settling for nothing with these young men. Stop letting these young men come by and tell you that I'm your friend, I love you, and this, that, and the other. Next thing you know, y'all knocking the boots. And next thing you know, y'all done got a little baby coming along. And then, boom, he don't know you.
Right. You get that right.
So we got to really start recognizing who we are.
That's right.
First. We got to know who we are ourselves first before
That's
we
right.
can know anybody else or love anybody else or be a friend to anybody else. It starts inside of you.
Amen. That's the
amen.
I love you, Brother
that,
Alex. God bless you. And to all the ladies out there, man, don't settle for second best. Please don't.
That's right.
Because God
That's
got
right.
the perfect plan for you. Plans not to harm you, but to do you good through Christ Jesus. And you can't do
That's
it with
right.
two or three babies and no education. You just can't do it, okay? Let's
That's
stop
right.
putting the horse before the cart and put the cart before the horse.
All right, now. Thank you so
right,
much.
That's a true friend right there. That's a true friend right there.
That is a true friend.
Right.
That is
a true
friend
right there. All right. I love you, Brother Alice. Take care now.
Love you, too, now. God bless. Now, how you doing, Mr. Jack Stroud? How do you think? How do you feel about that, what Mr. Anita just said?
Yes, sir.
How do you
Hello?
Feel about that, what she just mentioned? Can you hear me?
Yeah. So how do I feel about that?
Yeah, what she just said to the black women about not being, you know, stop being jealous of each other. And you know, we're talking about the importance of real friendship, and we brought up the topic of reason why do women tend to not get along as well as how men would get along with each other.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, what she said, I agree with 100%. And I just want a lot of people to know, excuse me, that if you've been in any dysfunctional relationship, dysfunctional life, behavior, addiction, alcoholism, whatever, most times you don't really know what friendship is, because friendship usually is whatever your troubles are, be it alcohol, drugs, or whatever. So you're hesitant to really get a strong friendship. Once I came through all those things and got my life pointed in the right direction, I started finding out that the only way I was going to stay pointed in the right direction and stay strong and stay positive with direction was that be around people who also are doing that. So that entails that I needed to find a crew of people who also were positive in doing things in that direction. So that's when I found two friendships. Mm-hmm. I found some brothers that one would be B.J. Smith, without a doubt. He's been real instrumental in me understanding what friendship is. My main one would be Mr. John Turnipseed, who is not just my boss, but he introduced me to understanding what being humble and what being a true friend to a person really is. So, you know, I guess I've been just blessed that I've had some quality people around me to introduce me to what friendship is. Many folks will never see that. You see what I'm saying? They'll never have
right.
the opportunity to do that because either addiction or alcoholism or something is always forcing them another direction. They're not really sincere about friendship because that's not the most important thing in their life. So I just say that trying to be around people that are doing things positive starts the process. Hopefully, and while you're doing that, you run into somebody that you know you connect with, and you might want to be your friend, and they might want you to be their friend, and you might get the understanding of what true friendship is. So, you know, again, and one way of doing that is being in our group on Tuesday night, our support group, because we support people that don't understand functional living. We support people that don't understand what it is to have a friend. We support folks that are there for change. So one good place to get that, if some of the things we're saying kind of clicks or turns the light on, is to come to the group Tuesday night at 3041 4th Avenue. Mad Dash and Urban Ventures put a beautiful support group together, and we hear people talk about change, and we see people that we want to be around. So I hope I helped out a little bit.
Definitely. That's a great answer. And I see we got the man himself, V.J. Smith, is here online with us. How you doing, sir?
Hamilton County Jail. Hey, I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah. I just left Hennepin County Jail, and I had a wonderful time down there, and we're talking about two things that will get you incarcerated. One is being stupid, and the next thing is just going to jail. Stupid and jail, they go together. And we trying to figure out how to get people to take the stupid out so they don't go to jail. And so it's wonderful that I think our theme is about friendship, correct?
Yes, sir.
If you choose the right friend, you will not go to jail because your friends will not allow you to steal. They will not allow you to kill. They will not allow you to destroy. And they will not allow you to do negative things.
That's right.
And so, therefore, there's nothing like a real friendship versus an associate or somebody that claims to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know a whole bunch of people say they love Mad Dad, but if I ask them for $20, they gonna move around. So
right.
So we know that friendships are hard to find, and when you do have a good friend, you must treat them right. I'm going over here on the north side, and we're gonna get out the vote campaign, and a lot of my friends that are running for office, I want to support them and help them the best way I can by making a little noise and getting the music out. Just wanted to check in and say, if you got a good friend, repeat that, if you got a good friend, you'll know it because they'll be with you. They'll be with you through the hard time. Alex, thank you for holding up the show. Even though you're sick, I appreciate you, bro. Going under the tunnel, I'll talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And that's the thing, man. You know, we gotta make sure that we recognize our supporters and our friends and stuff. So if you guys are voting today, make sure you guys just go out there and vote. You know, and do what you guys have to do as far as electing someone that's gonna do right by our by our state. I'm not gonna ask anyone who's gonna vote or who they voted for. I wanna read more from the EZ article. That talks about friendship. It says, it should be understood that not all friends are best friends. One might come across numerous numbers of friends in his life, but there are very few who will be there during your ups and downs. How one should recognize your best friend, the one who will understand your strengths and shortcomings and will be with you in all your good and bad phases of life. It also says a true friendship does not consist of a huge number of friends, like Facebook. You should keep it as valuable by its own worth and capability to hold you and stand by you and your phases of life. That said, finding a best friend from among your friends is the hardest task to do. A lot of people say that the best friend is automatically come closer from among a group of friends, and you would never have to make an extra effort to find one. That is how a strong bond between true friends is formed. So best of luck in finding a friend. Now, I like how they said that because they mentioned how a real friend will be the one that will appear from out of a huge crowd. It's that one that's standing out of that huge crowd that's going to be there through your ups and your downs, your bad. I mentioned my friend who was going through his down. And I wasn't, able to be his friend until that time we met again. But I was with him during his downtime, and I had helped him bring himself back up. And so, and I thank God for that stuff because, you can't do it on your own because if it was me and I was ornery, then he would have stayed in his down. I could very easily just walk away and not even have to worry about it, but I stuck with him. And I pray for him, lift him up in prayer and everything like that. I'm not going to ask Gil. I'm going to ask Faith. Are you still online with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. You ever had a friend that stuck with you to lift you up?
Yes, I have. Like I said, there are very few and far between, but when you do find someone who will be with you, like through the ups and downs, and who you support as well, I mean, it's hard to find like that chemistry with someone, but like you said, you knew that one person like years ago and then you reconnected with him. I mean, I think that's really huge because there are certain people that are placed in your life for a reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I feel like God does place people in our lives for a certain reason. And you might not always know it at the time, but you might not know it for a while. And then when you do realize it, you're like, oh, it's like a huge blessing. It's a huge blessing. So that was like really cool that you were able to reconnect with him. And what you said, his name was Emmanuel?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's, I know Emmanuel is like really thankful for you. And, even though during those years that you guys didn't actually talk, or, you know, you didn't really get to see him and know him as well then, like, for you to be there through his harder times now, I mean, that means so much more. So. Mm-hmm.
It does. It does. And, you know, and knowing him from the past to now, he's become, you know, a whole better person, a new person at that. And and I thank God for that, because only a real friend can, you know, use the power of God to, you know, get him to straighten out his life. You know what I mean? But, I really appreciate you all for calling in today and talk about the importance of real friendship with me, because we got people out there listening who need to hear this. You know what I mean? People who's listening right now, if you guys like the show, if you want to call in and add your 2 cents, then please do that. Call 1-347-215-9262 if you want to call in now. We got 4 minutes remaining. For my loud cue machine, let me know that cut me off and scared me half to death. if you are listening, though, yeah, it does. It's very loud. It goes 1 minute, and it scares me. It startles me. If you want to call in and talk for a little bit with us, go ahead. The number again is 1-347-215-9262, and you know, please add your 2 cents, because even that is viable. That's my slogan. Mr. Baggett, are you able to talk right now, sir?
Yeah, I'm able to talk. I got Mike with me from the kitchen. You know, one of you donating the food to the Mad Dash to the program.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, I got him here. I'm trying to get him to say a few words about friendship. All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gil.
On the radio, just speak about friendship.
All right.
Yeah. What do you mean I'm on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Oh, friendship. Friendship is what we all live for. Can't live without my friends. And I'll do everything for them, assuming that I'm truly their friend as well. So, and that's it.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
It was very short.
That was Mike from
profound.
The kitchen. That was Mike from the kitchen.
Okay. Well, I appreciate him adding his 2 cents because, you know, and I like that he said that's what we all live for, friendship. And that's absolutely true, you know, because ultimately in this world, if we never have any friends, we have friends. If we can find Christ and you know, be friends with him, then we have all the friends that we need. But we got 2 minutes remaining, and I want to pray out. So, Gil, would you mind praying out for us?
Yeah, we good. Hold on. Okay.
Can you hear me, Gil?
Yes,
I was saying we got 2 minutes left, so would you pray out with us?
Oh, right.
Yeah, can you hear me, Gil?
Yeah, I can hear you. My phone getting ready to go off.
Well, then I'm about ready to pray out, then. We have 1 minute left. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for having us come here today in spirit on this radio show. Because people need to hear this message, Lord, you know, about real friendship. And Lord, we know that if they can find friendship in you, they wouldn't need any other friends, Lord. But we know how you created us to be in pairs with one another, to be connected with one another. You created us with emotions, Lord, and with you know, the necessary needs to get us going. As far as what we are doing in life, as far as what we are, you know, trying to achieve in our life. We know we need friends, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be built to have friends with one another and to build that relationship with you, Father God. So in your son Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Faith, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think Miss Lanita and Jack Strada might... for all calling in on the show, and VJ Smith, president and founder of Mad Dads, I want you all to come back next Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio /Mad Dads Radio. And we can talk about more stuff, and I definitely want whoever that listened to call in, add your 2 cents, because even that is valuable. And I thank you all so much. God bless you.